This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Drones piloted by Ukrainian investigators are being used by prosecutors to document alleged Russian war crimes in Kharkiv and the region. Reuters' Christy Killeborn has more.
They've conducted more than 3,000 aerial observations in Ukraine's east, logging hard-to-reach locations and details of crimes before they are destroyed by weather changes or human intervention.
With the help of the drones, we found body fragments, fragments of other evidence that the detectives or the prosecutor use in criminal cases.
Ihor Shub is chief of the regional prosecutor's office. He says the quality and speed of observations from the air is better.
That is Reuters' Christy Killeborn reporting. Taiwan's top envoy to the U.S. says her self-ruled islands leaders are scrambling to adapt the hard-won lessons of Ukraine's conflict for their own deterrence and defense against any attacks by China. During an interview with AP's Ellen Nickmeyer, Taiwan's envoy to the United States, Bikim Zhao says that Taiwan is working to prevent and have a defense.
Everything we're doing now is to prevent the pain and suffering of the tragedy of Ukraine from being repeated in our scenario in Taiwan.
The interview came after a year of high air tensions with China, including the Chinese launching ballistic missiles over Taiwan and temporarily suspending most dialogue with the U.S. after then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan in August. Ukraine will have to wait longer to find out if it will get advanced German-made battle tanks. A dispute over sending the tanks from Western allies to help Ukraine against Russia's invasion played out on both sides of public and more. This is VOA News. A day after the surprise resignation of New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, her political party has selected a successor. Here is VOA's Marissa Melton.
New Zealand's Labour Party has said in a statement that Chris Hipkins is set to replace Jacinda Ardern as leader of the Labour Party and as Prime Minister after being the only candidate to be nominated for the role. Ardern resigned suddenly on Thursday, citing burnout. Hipkins is expected to be confirmed as the new leader on Sunday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Campaigners on both sides of the abortion debate are mulling over next steps ahead of Roe v. Wade's 50th anniversary of Sunday. The reflection comes amid the landscape of unsettled abortion rights, with politics, culture, and law surrounding the debate as heated as ever. Reuters' Angela Johnston.
Thousands of anti-abortion campaigners rallied in Washington on Friday for the 50th annual March for Life. The event marks a new chapter for the movement that has organized for decades around overturning Roe v. Wade, the landmark ruling that recognized a woman's right to an abortion. With that goal now accomplished after the U.S. Supreme Court threw out Roe's precedent and gutted federal abortion rights last June,
should we still march?
Leaders like March for Life President Jeannie Mancini say they are now eyeing further limits on abortion, both federally and at the state level.
That is Reuters' Angela Johnson reporting. 8 months, 126 formal interviews, and a 23-page report later, the U.S. Supreme Court has failed to disclosure or discover who leaked a draft of the court's opinion overturning abortion rights. The report released by the court Thursday is this apparent culmination of an investigation ordered by Chief Justice John Roberts a day after the May leak the draft to Politics and to Politico. The Church of England is now formally apologizing for its treatment of the LGBTQ people, even as it said that same-sex couples still will not be allowed to marry in its churches. The apology from Ukraine's and the church's bishops on Friday came in a report following 5 years of debate on the church's position on sexuality. The report will be delivered to the church's National Assembly, which is meeting in London next month. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.